It is time for the Monday afternoon Grundy R5 Coaches Shows with Lady Panther and Panther basketball coach Ty Stuell. Pretty good week last week at the Novinger Tournament. Did not result in a championship for either Grundy team, but they both came close. Grundy girls got second. Grundy boys got third. That's a 2-1 week. Check the old schedule for this week. The Panthers home game tonight against Bevier. And you got Green City playing a Mercer and... Grundy, the Gophers are in Galt, take on the Panthers in a doubleheader on Thursday night. So first home games of the season coming up here over the next four nights for the Grundy R5 Panthers. Coach, as I said, not first place, but a pretty good week. Congratulations on last week's success.
Thank you. Yeah, it was pretty good. It was a pretty good week.
Girls beat Green City on Tuesday. To me, I kind of immediately looked at that, and I kind of told people, without exactly knowing what the Green City girls have this year, that was a big-time win for your program on Tuesday, wasn't it?
It was. You know, Green City girls have been established for a long time, so being an established team that knows how to win, who's won previously in the past years, so being able to pick up that win early on in the season was a big win for us.
You're having a lot of your success, and this is kind of exciting for Lady Panther fans, is a lot of your success, at least from the scoring end of things, you're getting a lot of your scoring from young people, 9th and 10th graders, right?
Yeah, we've actually had a junior, Molly Malazzo, step up this year with our scoring. You know, has led our team in most of our games of scoring, and you know, we've had a freshman and Kinsley Allnut step up in scoring, so it's exciting to see young players step up and make positive impacts this early in the season.
Where have you seen the most improvement from the offseason, Coach? Is it a physical improvement, or is it just kind of the girls in between the years saying, I think we're good enough to start beating people? Do you kind of see a combination of the two?
It is a combination of the two. I think the biggest thing is just the mental switch. You know, about every game we played this last week was a close ball game, and you know, those are the games we lost last year, so having the girls have that mental edge to grind it out and do what it takes to pull out a victory late in the game.
So it's one thing to beat Green City, and I kind of told you off the air as far as what Atlanta has, and I've seen Atlanta play, you know, the Milans of the world a few times here and there down through the years, but I don't see the Hornets all that often. They're a number one seed. You held them to 31. You beat them on Thursday. Tell me about that semifinal win over Atlanta, Coach. Was that just kind of a defensive struggle where you just had to get stops?
It was. You know, that was kind of the name of the game. Both teams struggled shooting the ball that night, so it just came down to who could hold teams in the transition and prevent easy buckets. You know, I thought our girls done a great job of forcing them to shoot tough shots and settle for shots outside, and you know, I was just really proud of our girls defensively.
You get into close ball games, you know, a 9-point win over Green City, you beat Atlanta by 6. What were the things that the girls did in the fourth quarter that were winning sort of plays that you felt like really were key in those two victories early in the tournament, Coach?
It came on the defensive end, and that was the biggest thing. You know, every possession, they seemed like they valued it a lot defensively. Offensively, we still had some struggles as a young team, turn it over late in the fourth quarter. But, you know, even with those turnovers, we didn't put our head down and pout about it. We got back on defense and played really great defense to close out the game. It was a lot of fun to watch the girls value their defensive possessions and treat every defensive stop in the fourth quarter like it was the game-winning shot.
Did you just kind of run out of steam by Saturday, Coach, especially playing the host Novinger on their floor? Was it just kind of, I wouldn't say tough to get up. Obviously, it's a championship game. I'm sure the girls were excited for it, but did you just feel like that their energy just kind of zapped by Saturday night?
A little bit, not really. I thought it was mainly, you know, Novinger done a great job of finding a game plan coming into it. They have a really good big girl on the inside who she was a defensive presence. She altered a lot of our shots that when we got inside, we were struggling to finish inside just because the presence she brung. You know, obviously, we didn't have a great scoring night, and that forced us to do some things late in the game to not really that our style and try to fly around a little bit more and give up a couple easy buckets. But, you know, Novinger done a great job, and, you know, that's all it really comes down to.
I know you've been kind of out and about today, but it's game day at Grundy. Home opener is tonight. The girls had a good amount of success. It's been a long time since the girls had finished as high as second to the Novinger tournament. Not all the Panther fans, I'm sure, able to get to Novinger a lot more in Galt tonight. How excited are the girls just for this home opener tonight against Bevier, Coach?
We're really excited. Definitely coming off playing a championship game. You know, I don't know if too many people saw our girls' team making this big of a jump this early in the season. So I think there's a lot of excitement in the community and the surrounding areas to come watch the girls play, you know, opening night tonight.
Is there a scouting report that you have on the Bevier girls at all or no?
A little bit. You know, we've seen a little bit of them on film, but it comes down to, you know, it's early in the season. These teams are going to make adjustments off their games. And so we're just excited to get rolling and kind of do what we can try to do to hold them defensively to the low amount of points and then try to get out and run a transition on offense.
So, you know, the Thursday game to me, and I think it's because Green City's been so established as a girls program, but you get that kind of rare opportunity where you beat somebody that you figure is pretty good last Tuesday. They're going to have, you know, a little bit of payback on their mind. You get them at home, Coach. You know, this rematch on Thursday, Green City at Grundy, there's some pretty good storylines there, and it's going to be interesting to see how the girls handle a rematch.
It's going to be a tough game. You know, anytime you beat someone and then have to turn around and play them a week later, basically, it's always tough to do. So that's going to be a good storyline. It's going to be good for our girls to see how our mental edge will be after beating someone a week ago, see if we can turn around and do it again. You know, we know Green City's going to come and give it their all, and they're well coached, so we're expecting a really good ball game again on Thursday.
When you're playing well against people, Coach, obviously you're able to get a couple of really key victories. When you're playing well, where do you feel like your advantages over people are going to be this year?
I think, honestly, just defensively, you know, we have the size on the inside to prevent easy layups, and then we have guards that can fly around, and so when you settle for jump shots, we're still able to contest them on the outside. You know, we're long, we're athletic, and then we're really strong, so I think our best bet, the best thing about our team, is just what we can do defensively.
We're going to shift gears here and talk about this Grundy boys team. They are 2-1. They had two really pretty good performances, and they had one that you just kind of forget about, and you go on to the next game. That was in the semifinals against Atlanta. Bevere tonight, Green City Thursday for the Panther boys. We'll talk about it coming up next.